Good morning, everyone. One thing we didn't mention in the news there, that guy, what's his name, Anthony Weiner, he did resign, actually.
Who?
Yeah, there you go. If you've been under a rock the last 24 hours. But that did also happen. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the hour. But joining us now is Marcus Mabry, editor-at-large of the International Herald Tribune, colleague of the reporter we were just talking to, Liz, over in Athens. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning.
On the line from Rome, that other cradle of civilization.
That's right.
And Louise Story here in the studio, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So the initial impact here is to make the euro seem much more volatile. The French and Germans, in a sense, are unable. They don't have any options but to do a bailout here of some sort. But we already had a bailout, really, within the last few months. Where does this go from here, Louise?
Well, the issue that we're going to see if we get past today as the French and German leaders meet is whether Germany will give up its demand for the bondholders in Greece to share in the pain. Because the Germans have been saying those bondholders need to share in the pain, but there's a lot of other parties around Europe who don't want them to share in it because they're afraid it will cause a contagion. And this is really something we saw in the U.S. financial crisis. You see it whenever you have a big problem. Who takes the pain? Is it the bondholders? Is it, you know,
Well, who are the players? I mean, the bondholders are holding the euro debt.
And the debt in Greece.
Right.
And so, you know, you would say, well, in a private market, you know, Greece has done very badly. They should take some pain. But the issue is the rating agencies have said that would affect the willingness of investors around the whole world to hold the debt of all other European countries. And so if you made them take that pain, people would just run away from Spanish debt and even French debt and maybe, you know.
Marcus, there's a political instability issue here that seems to be untenable. The BBC was talking to a worker in Greece, an educated worker in Greece this morning, who said the situation in Greece is like you've got this loan to the bank, and you also have a family, and your family is sitting at the table starving, but you're paying the bank, and that's what the Greeks say these austerity measures are, and that there's no way the government is going to stay together over this. Marcus?
Well, you know, John, we've already seen exactly this issue around Europe. We've already seen governments fall in Portugal and in Ireland, where they enacted austerity plans. It's very unlikely that the Greek government, even if they survive this round of instability, can actually remain in power long term. They'll probably fall too. The problem here, the crux of it, and what you and Louise were just talking about, is that there is a feeling on the part of European citizens that banks are not suffering, but European citizens are suffering as these austerity measures are put in place. And the banks who hold this debt, but not just the banks, it should be pointed out, pension plans hold these debts too.
Well, in the U.S. even.
Exactly, around the world. And so there's really a threat of a kind of, remember the fall of Lehman, how that set off a global contagion because the debt was far and wide? Well, that's exactly the fear here, that Greece's debt and also sovereign debt, meaning debt from countries around the world, including, in the end, one must say, American debt is held by people around the world. If there's a feeling that that debt is no longer, always going to be honored at 100% of what you expect, then there will be a real kind of knock-on effect, a domino effect that threatens the stability of the entire financial market globally. In the same way, Lehman's fall threatened it.
Flaming dominoes, I think, in this case,
yeah,
Marcus.
The problem is how do you end this kind of sense that banks are being reimbursed, but citizens are being held up and having to go through austerity measures? You kind of, if Greece was a normal country, it would have a default. It would actually pay less than the value of its debt, and that would be life. Everyone would go on. That's how you reboot a financial system. Because Greece is a part of the European euro system, you can't do that because there are a lot of other countries involved in the system.
Well,
this is a basic problem. Can the euro survive?
Louise, let's break apart the way this domino falls then. I mean, everyone assumes that should Greece default, that France and Germany go first since they hold over half of the Europe's risk at this point. But we've also heard from China warning the European Union that you need to fix this. We've seen the Nikkei go down as well in response to what's going on in Greece. Let's say that Greece defaults even partially. How far does that spread? Everywhere?
Well, you know, people just talk about who holds Greek debt.
Right.
And it's mostly held in Europe. So some people say, okay, so no problem. American institutions don't hold much of it. But let me take you to a very dark place for a minute. It's called the derivatives market.
Right, right.
Okay, well, there's a ton of derivatives.
Betting.
Well, there's basically, it's in America, a lot of institutions around the world, they have written insurance policies on the debt. These are derivatives. The problem is, this is a dark place because no one knows exactly who has all this. But it is widely thought that it is here in America and a lot of our insurance companies. And so the contagion would go through the derivatives market.
So those insurance companies would have to pay out.
Yes.
To cover the losses of maybe European banks.
That's
and that
right.
could bring down financial institutions
because they have insured
in the United
it.
States.
That is right.
I see. So what's the solution here? If we were to be magicians, Marcus Mabry, as of course people who listen to this program think that we are, what would we do to structurally change the European Union to make this work? Would we create a tiered system of sovereign debt, a euro sub two or something? Is there any way to get out from underneath this kind of euro pyramid?
That tiered system within one currency hasn't existed before, but we can. You know, it's certainly something that I think you have to look at strongly. Otherwise, you kick Greece out of the European eurozone, and if you do that, then you kind of threaten the kind of the stability of that zone more globally. So
which is how you
see what you do.
Right. I mean, if you can't make your car payments, you lose your car. You know, Greece is out of the euro. Let's talk about America for a moment, Louise Story. Treasury bonds. Marcus referred to this a moment ago. So, you know, the T-bills are the hugest sovereign debt in the world, really. More people hold them, but they're also considered to be safer than what's going on in Europe right now. The short-term impact is that T-bills are suddenly more valuable.
Right, because people would rather have American debt than European debt. So it's a kind of a safe place to go. But I would say it's a safe place to go until it isn't, because there are a lot of investors talking about, oh, my goodness, look at all of the financial problems in the United States and with our budget. And remember, you know, we have a debt ceiling that's about to be hit.
Is California or Greece?
You know, I don't want to fan the flames here, but there are people who are worried about it. So
you just said I'm taking you to a very dark place, but you don't want to fan the flames.
Well, that was derivatives, you know, but, you know, but watch the U.S. debt and also watch money market funds, American money market funds, because they own a lot of European debt.
Marcus, is California America's Greece? Before we go, 5 seconds.
What I'm going to say is this all hastens the rise of China and the shrinkage of the Western economy.
Interesting. Great takeaway. Marcus Mabry, editor-at-large of the International Herald Tribune, and Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.